Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and a midweek installment of Bullet Points. We're at that point in the year when thoughts are turning to Christmas, and though I normally broach this subject a few weeks later than normal, a few weeks later than I am now, normally in December, it felt appropriate to share this with you now.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
So Christmas is around the corner, and we are about to, as you are listening to this episode, if you are listening to it as it comes out, we are about to hit Cyber Week. We're about to hit Black Friday and all of the subsequent things that happen, where you will be prodded and poked to spend money because, wow, you're not going to get a better deal than this. And it does seem like a good time, and all of that's going on, to think about the ways in which we can actually give back to our communities. Because as lovely as it is to have things and stuff, and I talked about that at length with Lindsay Kelk, and how we're always feeling like we might have just got the new thing, but now there's a newer thing that we need. I think it's important to not lose sight of the bigger picture. So the good news is that in-person volunteering is on the rise, but it's not always possible, especially at Christmas. I don't know about you, but I definitely am somebody who saves up all of my time so that I can be available and sort of take my foot off the gas over Christmas. So for me, taking a look at the ways in which I can donate and the ways in which I can give back in a slightly less in-person way is something that I tend to do. And I'm doing it a little bit earlier this year because I just feel as though with all of the suggestion around me about Black Friday, I am working very hard, especially as somebody who's doing a no-spend November. I'm really trying hard not to succumb to any of those urges or those prompts from everywhere I look, let's face it. So I'm going to list in this episode some places that you can perhaps donate money, either a one-off donation or a regular donation. I'm acutely aware that lots of people from all over the world listen to this podcast, but for the purposes of this episode, the best I can do is focus on UK initiatives because it would be a much longer episode and it would take weeks, if not months, of research to get it all right, to cover territories like America, Australia, Ireland, the Netherlands, the UAE, that I know a lot of you are there. But if you are in any of those areas and you know of any good resources, please will you share them in the Facebook group, because it's more than likely that somebody in the Facebook group, there are thousands of you in there, will be local to you and might be thinking, oh, I'd like to know and would love to hear what your experience is. So please do, if you are so inclined, it would be really generous of you, really amazing of you to do that. So the first thing I'm going to share, and again, these are all UK based, so you can volunteer for a good cause that's local to you. And I talked about this organization last year. In fact, a lot of the people that and charities I'm mentioning, I've spoken about before, but because they are legitimate, they do incredible work, and they are, you know, that if you are donating to them, that the money is being well spent and supporting the cause that you indeed want to support. So the first one is do-it.org. So do-it.org. All you have to do is put in your postcode and it will let you know all of the volunteering opportunities that are near to you. And then it's just a case of putting in your preferred radius, where you can travel to, and looking at what's available. And then you just get to cross-reference it with your own schedule and what you think that you can offer around this time of year. So that's a really, really great one. And it kind of opens up the door, if you like. If you haven't volunteered before, it's the kind of thing that you can go in person and do, or perhaps you can find something that will require something a bit more hands-off. I know a friend of mine has done something like this, and because she's a writer, they said, we don't actually need to do anything in person, but could you tidy up our website? Could you do some basically essentially proofing copy that's going out? And she's been very happy to do all of that. The second thing is Great Ormond Street Hospital, and they have an incredible Christmas appeal allowing you to either donate a one-off or a monthly donation to help children in the care of Great Ormond Street Hospital, which is a hugely, I mean, just an incredible place that does truly wonderful work. And they are incredibly well known. And their donations go towards things like helping children and families spend time together over Christmas. If indeed a child is in hospital, the money will go towards accommodation so that they can at least be close and with their child over the Christmas period. It also goes into funding pioneering research, and also into funding state-of-the-art medical technology. It really is a wonderful hospital. They do incredible work, and that's a very easy way. And again, it can be one-off or it can be a monthly donation. Food banks, I've talked about these guys last year, but trusseltrust.org, they provide emergency food and support to people who are in poverty, and you can search their volunteer options or see which food banks may need volunteers. I read a lot of stuff this year about how donations to food banks have gone down, which you would completely believe to be the case, given that there is a cost of living crisis, and that I think on Last Listen, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and I think the average food basket, the same food bought in 2022, has gone up by something like 12.5%, maybe even closer to 20%. And that's just really shocking. So you can understand. So they are definitely in need of help and support and donations. So have a look. They also, a little bit like the doit.org charity, will put you in, will be able to perhaps play to your strengths. So they might need your, if you have anything to do with social media, I think I said this last year, they might want your help with spreading the word via their social channels or whatever it might be. But they are looking for volunteers, and not just volunteers for the food banks in terms of organization, but other skills that can be put to good use. So trusseltrust.org. And it goes without saying, I'll put the links to all of these and how you can donate in the show notes. Fourthly, Centrepoint. They have been doing incredible work in helping people experiencing homelessness for years, particularly young people. And as someone who lives and works in London, I find it so upsetting. Every time I go into London, I feel as though there are more people sleeping rough. And I don't understand how that can be the case. It seems so rotten that a first world country displaying all of the riches that especially the capital displays, I find it almost revolting that there are people sleeping rough. And it's not only sleeping rough, but just in the middle of the day, you walk down Oxford Street and there are people who are clearly not able to wash, not able to feed themselves. And what can you do? And yes, you can give that person some money, but with Centrepoint, you know that the money is going to a cause where they have the resources to be able to really help those people. And actually, I was talking to a London cab driver. I do love a black cabbie. And I was saying to him, how do you think the city has changed since COVID, since the sort of world started back up again? And he said that one of the things that really bothers him and he notices so much is the amount of homelessness. And he said that he was driving down Oxford Street the other day. Oxford Street, albeit, is a long, long street, but it's also got some very nice shops on it. And he said that he was driving down Oxford Street and he counted nearly 200 people in doorways, and this was after 10 o'clock at night. And he was doing that. He said, I was counting sleeping bags, but sleeping bags that looked like there were people in them, and nearly 200 people. And it's not warm. It is not a warm road. It's actually a bit of a wind tunnel, Oxford Street. So a donation to Centrepoint could help someone find a warm, safe room, get counselling and have the support and education that they need, health support as well. And again, you can make a one-off donation, you can make a donation however much you want, but a donation of £144. So £144 could pay for a room for a young person for 1 year. £144 give somebody, a young person, a room for a year. That's incredible. Again, another one I talked about last year, but it really is about the older generation who are feeling forgotten and lonely. And because of the cost of living crisis and heating bills going up, they're also cold and uncomfortable. And so the charity Re-Engage is dedicated to making sure that no one over the age of 75 spends Christmas alone. And the Call Companion service is designed to pair volunteers up with the right person. So there is a lifeline of friendship and connection and just somebody to talk to. And I think it's, yeah, over 1.4 million, nearly 1.5 million older people are on their own at Christmas. And I was saying to friends recently that one of my favourite things in November, well, not favourite if you like, but towards the end of October, November, when the poppies start being sold, is I go to one of the big stations in London, Victoria, Waterloo. And for many, many years now, I've gone up and I always give generously to a poppy appeal because I just think that those young boys didn't know what they were signing up for. And I can't imagine the horrors that some of them who made it home saw, and goodness knows what the others saw. Anyway, I always make a generous donation and have a chat to the old boys. And it's always very, very sweet. And the last time pre-COVID, was it pre-COVID? Because I don't think I was up and about that much, but I had a lovely chat with one of the old boys at Victoria Station a few years ago. And I always give around £20. And he was so taken with the fact that it wasn't basically change that I left with a poppy pin and he kept putting more in my pocket. He kept saying, come here, darling, put more in my pocket. It was so nice. And this year I went and there were none of the old boys there wearing all of the medals. And it, you just realise how time is marching on. And I put my notes into the little baskets. And the guys there didn't say a thing to me. And one of them actually took one of my notes out, which was propping, which was poking out of the slot. And he refolded it and just put it back in wordlessly. And I thought, oh gosh, that's different. Anyway, so the point I'm trying to make is that I sometimes think that the older generation get forgotten, and particularly the older generation who made so many incredible sacrifices for the country. So let's become a call companion so they don't feel alone and forgotten, because that's rubbish. Then there is the Refuge Charity. So this is a charity that provides women and children escaping situations of domestic violence a safe place to stay. And there are a variety of ways in which you can support that charity. And it will be by, you can buy a little parcel of gifts, you can make a donation, you can volunteer. You can also understand what these women and families are really experiencing by going to their website. It's a really brilliantly done website. But again, you can also donate so that they can have the basics. Sometimes people leave their homes with nothing, not even, I don't know, soap, toothbrush, toothpaste, that kind of thing. So your donations will make sure that when they are taken in by Refuge, they've got the things there, just the basics that they need. And you can visit refuge.org.uk. And I will list all of these websites again at the end, and I'll put them in the show notes. Crisis at Christmas, they've been around since the late 60s. And they, again, are a homeless charity who support homeless people with hot meals, a safe place to sleep, company, support, advice, healthcare. Well, healthcare meaning they get some health attention. And you don't have to make a huge donation in order for them to be able to provide hot meals and a Christmas dinner and access to those health and well-being programs and the support and help with a safe place to stay. I think it's just £30 this year. That's a very small amount to be able to give somebody a little bit of safety on Christmas Day and a warm meal. And the once over from a medical professional, how nice would that be? And again, I always do this. I always round it up and say, please donate to beauty banks, because hygiene poverty is very real. It's a very real problem. And what beauty banks do is they distribute unused toiletries to registered charitable organisations throughout the UK, who in turn distribute them to the clients who desperately, desperately need them. And full disclosure, beauty banks were started by friends of mine, Sally Hughes and Joe Jones, back in 2018 now. And it is sustained by people power. So that's the individuals, the brands and businesses who use their time and resources to support those in the community who simply cannot afford to be clean. And I think we can, it's so taboo, but hygiene poverty is incredibly real. It is something that shouldn't be the case. And it's happening a lot with kids. It is becoming more and more, well, I've seen some data, but let's just say, I mean, it's a basic human right, isn't it, to be able to clean yourself. And the fact that there are people out there who are struggling to do that simply because they cannot afford the basics is just revolting to me. So do what you can, support beauty banks. And there are lots of ways that you can support this brilliant initiative, but all you have to do to find out how you, the best way for you is to visit beautybanks.org.uk. So it is a little bit earlier than normal. Normally I talk about giving back. A couple of people have emailed me recently saying, oh, could you do that? Could you share the links for the charities that you said we should support last Christmas? So obviously there's an appetite, but I was sitting down pondering this week's bullet points and I thought, well, you know what? Cyber Week's doing my head in. Black Friday deals are doing my head in. This is a bit grotesque. And this is my way of sort of finding a bit of balance. So I will just list off those websites. So the first website, is do-it.org, Great Ormond Street Hospital. Just Google that, although because I don't have the actual formal hold the line caller while I'm doing something else. Trusselltrust.org, so that's T-R-U-S-S-E-L-L, T-R-U-S-T.org. Centrepoint.org.uk. And then Great Ormond Street Hospital is... let's just double check this. Yes, it's gosh.org. So gosh.org. A Core Companion is by Reengage. So that's reengage.org.uk. Refuge is refuge.org.uk. Crisis is crisis.org.uk. I'm triple checking these because I just would hate to steer you in the wrong direction. They will be in the show notes. And Beauty Banks is beautybanks.org.uk. So that is everything for bullet points. That's my antidote to Black Friday Cyber Week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following. Thank you for commenting on posts. Thank you for subscribing and spreading the word. Subscribing and spreading the word about the podcast. I appreciate it hugely and I will see you on the next one.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.